T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, joining us in the studio, he wrote a wonderful story in PhiladelphiaEagles.com, played 10 years in the NFL, decided to call Philadelphia his home. Former Eagle, linebacker, and a defensive end, Connor Barwin's here. Good morning, Connor.
Good morning. Good to see you guys.
Thank you so much for joining us, especially in studio, first of all.
Well, and I brought beer. That's most important.
Yeah, good.
I brought
What's
beer
up?
For all of you.
Look at Jones. He's all grinning from ear to ear all of a sudden.
Know what
look
it was.
At him.
Dan said he'll be right up. He went down to his truck to get beer, and I'm going, did he say beer?
Yeah. He'll be in every day this week.
Yeah.
Retirement's a great thing.
So, Connor, first and foremost, this is kind of a broad question, but what made you decide to write this?
Well, it was part of just retiring and kind of closing that chapter of my playing career. I was supposed to be the honorary captain for that game against the Bears. So, I did it with the Eagles and understanding that it would lead to me being back at the link. Unfortunately, I got sick and I missed that game. Oh. And we'll do it again later in December against the Cowboys. But I just felt like it was the right time to do that.
Well, now you're sitting across from Keith Jones, another legend that decided to live here. Now, you're a Michigan native, right?
Detroit, yeah. Detroit.
But you've become so ingrained here. What's attractive about this, about Philadelphia? I mean, there are many, many professional athletes that once they're done, they decide to stay.
Well, I think there's a number of things. I think maybe the biggest is, if you play sports, you want to be in a place that people care about sports. And I think there's no city that cares more about sports than the city of Philadelphia. And that includes, hockey and baseball as well as football. And so after that, we love living in this city. It's a blue-collar city like where me and my wife are both from. We started the foundation when I was playing here. I have family that lives in New York. My wife has a great job here. So there's all kinds of reasons. But if anything else, it was – I love being around sports. I'm going to be involved in sports the rest of my life. And I want to live in a city that, cares about it as much as I do.
What are you going to do?
Well, I'm like a free agent right now again. Yeah.
Well, all doors are open. You can pick a door now. Which doors are the most attractive to try to push open?
Exactly. So I'm kind of evaluating all of that right now. I've decided after, 10 years in the pros and 4 years in college that I'm going to take time to kind of do stuff in the fall that I've never done before. We bought a house, so we're working on our house. So just trying to look at all the options, get my life organized, build a couple of playgrounds, and then explore what's nice. Next football season. I'll get into something full time.
Do you want to stay involved in football? Is that on the
And it's the Make the World Better Foundation for all those who are not aware, Connor. The 4 years you spent here in Philadelphia playing for the Eagles, you were a fan favorite. But you just missed out on 2017.
Yeah.
Does that bother you at all, or are you just happy to enjoy it?
Well, I'd maybe say it doesn't bother me. I'm obviously upset that I missed it, but you live with it because I it was not my decision. If I would have decided I think LA is going to be a better team, or I think LA is going to pay me more money, then, I'd look back and be like, damn, I made the wrong decision. But that's not how it played out, They switched defensive coordinators. They switched defenses. It wasn't in a perfect system for me. Howie said, there might be, we're going to let you go. And, I moved on, and they moved on, and they won a Super Bowl. And, I'm so happy for the city of Philadelphia, for all my friends that are on the team that won the Super Bowl, the coaches. So that's the way you live with it.
How do you balance that and still stay, part of the Eagles family now that you're retired?
Well, they've moved on from the Super Bowl. That's done. That was that team. It's easy to move on, whether I'm part of the Eagles moving forward or not, because I missed that year. I think every season is different, and every season is kind of a new year, and it's a new team. And I think that's how you move on and balance it.
Did you get out healthy? Do you feel like Was it a big thing to get out? I don't know. It looks like you're healthy.
Yeah. No, it was. You know, you could, and that was part of this year. I kind of got ready to play, and there was an option to play, and there was. I always said there was a couple teams I wanted to play for. You know, obviously Eagles being one of them. But I started. You know, I watched football for the first month of the season, and I felt good, and I enjoyed watching the game. But I wasn't like missing being out there. I think part of it was having a young son, body feeling healthy, and knowing that at any point, like, this could all turn if I go back to play football. So I walked away after 10 years really healthy, and you know, hopefully be able to play, you know, basketball with my son for the next 20 years.
You play basketball in college out of emergency?
Exactly, yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah. I played at UC for 2 years.
Bearcats
and
Cincinnati.
I look back on it, I should have played all 4 years, but obviously I was trending towards the NFL, and they were like, you know, before your senior football season, you should probably, you know, focus on football because scouts and every teams will, you know, judge you for, you know, not focusing on football. But looking back on it, I would have made it to the NFL anyways. I probably should have played basketball all 4 years.
Did you play at Cincinnati with Jason?
Yeah, I played with Jason Kelce for a couple of years. I played with Brent Celek for a couple of years. That was part of how I ended up in Philly, because after my contract was up in Houston, I was looking at a number of different teams. And I talked to Kelce a lot about coming to Philly.
Well, you came here and you become a part of the community. I have a question about as a player. You're a good guy, involved in everything in the community, do a lot of stuff. I wonder sometimes, does it bother you the reputation that players sometimes get because of the bad acts? Like it's just it would bother me because I know there's so many good guys. But
listen, I'll be totally honest with you. It doesn't bother me at all. I respect all of my peers, and I'm proud to be a part of the group that I'm with. And there's so many more good apples than bad apples. But also, I played with thousands of, or maybe thousands of guys, at least hundreds of guys in the NFL. And there's some bad apples too. Like, I'll keep it real with you. There's some bad guys.
Is there always one former teammate who always stands out? You say, my God, that guy was nuts.
No, I mean, there are those guys, but I have to sit there and think about it for a while. And nuts is probably the bad word, because I usually really like those guys who are nuts. You didn't like the guys that were just bad people, you know, and there's not many of them, but there's a couple people that are, you know, whether it was very selfish or, you know, whatever, treated people wrong. You know, there's been a couple of those along the way.
You've known Kelce for a long time, and I'm sure by now you've seen the speech after the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, the speech was a very powerful thing for me, because full disclosure, you know, they won the Super Bowl, and I was like, I was all in my feelings about how I was feeling, and then I was watching the parade. I think I was in L.A. watching the parade, and then I watched the speech, and it was just like, it was so great. I was so happy for him, and I understood everything he was saying, that I just totally forgot about my feelings. I was like, oh, I'm happy for the Eagles. This is the greatest thing ever, watching him give this speech.
Is that what he's like? Because it was just so for him to do that was so out of character for us to see him do that. But is that kind of what he's like, you know, on the field
say that's what he's like, but he has, I've known him a long time. He's a very emotional person. And so, you know, I saw kind of that show itself in a negative way a number of times throughout college and sometimes in the NFL, where he would kind of lose it and not be able to control those feelings. And that was him, because it was all those emotions built up that he had kind of controlled throughout the season and finally let it all out on those steps.
Would you coach a high school? Are you interested in that? With what's going on with concussions and all kids playing.
Yeah, I would coach high school football. I think that would be a ton of fun. You know, I would let my son play football with what's happening with all the concussions. I think that there's a long way to go, you know, to making the game safer. But I think in my career in 10 years, the game's made drastic improvements to become safer for kids.
Have you been getting advice on what you should do with the rest of your life, or are you just wide open to ideas?
I would say I'm getting advice. I mean, I'm meeting with a lot of people, talking with a lot of people, asking a lot of questions, you know, talking to people at different sectors, talking to former players that have kind of gone through it. Again, I've played, you know, because I played 10 years, I have a number of friends that I played with early on in my career that have been out of the league six, seven, 8 years. And so I've been talking with those guys. And you know, just taking my time to make a good decision.
Now, yeah. You said how your son keeps you focused and, you know, enjoying life after football. But do you have moments still where you're watching the games on a Sunday and you start to get that itch again? Like, oh, maybe it's...
No. That was part of the reason I decided to retire.
Okay.
Because I was shocked. My wife was shocked. But I haven't had that happen yet. You know, I don't know. What are we in? Week 10? And the surprising thing is I've loved watching the game. You know what I mean? I watched a lot of tape when I was playing, but I've watched way more televised football than I've ever watched in my life, and I'm enjoying it.
I was reading in your story, the Make the World Better Foundation. What's the latest project you have going on? You have one going on now at Vare Recreation Center on Morris Street?
Yeah. We're doing a huge project in Grays Ferry, Vare Rec Center. It's about a $14 million project. We're doing another project at the very first park we ever did, which is Ralph Brooks in Point Reyes. We're doing about a $100,000 intervention there, kind of a little pocket park right next to the park we did. And then finally, next summer, we'll finish our work at Waterloo Playground in West Kensington. So next summer is a big – this is part of the reason I'm kind of focusing on this as well, is next summer we should have three projects all under construction, which is a lot.
You certainly have your hands full. Do you mind sticking around for another segment? We would love to get your opinion on this current Eagles team.
Sure.
Yeah, and the Sixers.
Yeah. Okay.
and the beer.
He's a basketball player. We can get his opinion.
Yeah, we can talk about the beer.
And of course, the beer. And by the way, Yards Brewing has teamed up with Connor Barwin's Make the World Better Foundation to launch their exclusive Make the World Better IPA, which Connor has brought in with him this morning, and we are posting on our social media accounts as we speak. Connor Barwin of the Eagles sticking around for another segment. Our time, 8:15.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.